Good evening, Audio Boo. Dean Reed here. I'd just like to say thanks to Phil Sorrell, thanks to Pilgrim Chris, and also thanks to Slandy, and hopefully not missed anyone else out. But thank you to them for replying to my GTD, Get Stuff Done, or Get Things Done, sorry. My boo the other day, talking about lists and just that sort of thing. I also mentioned in that boo that as a result of trying to get things done, my social networking time has slipped a little bit, because I've been trying, anyway, to be a little stricter with my output and things that I take part in order to get things done, simply because I'm terrible for it. I'm not sure if my friends here are familiar with the term YouTube loop. Well, it's my friend Jay and I, we use that term. We just get stuck in the YouTube loop. Like last night, I went on to look at, what was it? A great guitarist called Tommy Emmanuel. And I remember hearing a song ages ago while in Australia called The Road to Gundagai. And I went on YouTube just to search for that song to play in the background, really, while I was doing some work. But I got in the YouTube loop, just went from one video to the next. The recommended videos went to... I ended up looking at some guys playing the Ilium pipes, and then watching Gary Moore, God rest his soul, and then it inevitably ended with Mark Knopfler. But that always happens to me, simply because that must be something to do with my attention span, or I wander off of things that I'm trying to do and end up getting stuck in the YouTube loop. But I do that with a lot of things, my social networking and various other things. And then I end up not getting things done, so things aren't being ticked off the to-do list. But while I've been thinking about that today, I've also been thinking about my usage of Twitter and the fact that I seem to have really stopped using that now. And someone else I forgot to thank earlier on in the boo was Paul Ema. And he mentioned that he'd not been on Twitter for a long while now. And I was summing it up in my head, thinking about if I stop using Twitter, the things that I'm going to leave behind. There's been the talk of VoiceBow/AudioBoo and the fours and against, etc. And Mac said that he didn't want to... He couldn't bear thinking of leaving AudioBoo because of his friends. And Twitter, although I'm not really checking it, I don't want to really give in, simply because there's some great friends that I've met on there. And as I said on many occasions, my friend that I go walking with, Andy, I met him on Twitter around about two or so years ago. So if it had not been for Twitter, Andy and I, our paths may never have crossed. And Pilgrim Chris, I met Pilgrim Chris on Twitter. And if it wasn't for Pilgrim Chris meeting him on Twitter, then I would have never followed him over to AudioBoo, because it was Chris that initially introduced me to AudioBoo. And I would never have met Phil, Daylight Gambler, if it had not been for Twitter. I would probably never have come across, or maybe I would have done, but then I would have to have joined Twitter, Social Hiking, shareyouradventure.com. And Paul Ema, I knew him from Twitter first, through Social Hiking. So I don't really want to leave Twitter behind, simply because I'd be leaving friends behind, because a lot of the people that I talk to on Twitter aren't on Google+, which is the social networking arena of choice at the minute for me. What do other people think? I'm basically just getting thoughts out here, because mainly spurred on by what I was talking about the other day about my social networking slipping, and also one of the boos by Mac talking about not wanting to leave AudioBoo for VoiceBow. And while we're on that subject, I just literally 15 minutes ago listened to Slandy's Voicebo reply song to Mac, and I thought that was hilarious. But I was listening away, and it finished in downcast. So I've got it set that once I listen to a boo, it deletes it. So I'm going to have to go back on the computer, find that boo that Slandy made, and put a comment on, because that was great. So well done, Steph. That was great. Yes. So my thoughts have wandered a wee bit there. To leave or not to leave? I think not to leave, but I just don't seem to be using it as much anymore. But I can't leave because of the people that I've met, and the people that I would inevitably leave behind if I stop using it totally, because they've not made the jump over to Google Plus. Okay, right, I've rambled on. I've just left work, so it's still quite snowy here. I'm going to get in the car and go home, actually, I think. I've got Mark Knopfler playing on the stereo in the car, all on its own. Okay, right, I'll speak to you all again very soon, and goodbye for now.